panda, panda, panda. I get broads in Atlanta, Trisha Dublina shit, sipping Fanta. Credit cards and the scammers, wake up beside your shit, let designer, over to
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host, I'm Jeff. I'm joined by my good friend, Big Shot, Bob.
Y'all know who it is. I'm not even by the microphone. I'm sitting here trying to do five things. What's up? What's going on, Jay?
Not much, man. And returning. Go ahead, man. Tell me who you are.
Finally, we got some looks in this room. You know, I am the beautiful. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm the wrong guy. I'm the host of most of the shows. Not to this week. I am Rocky, of course, back from Cali.
Back from Cali. New tan.
I did, man. I got a redneck tan. I'm doing good.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what you call it?
I'm sitting next to you. I don't see much tan.
It is right here, man. It was.
That's a tan, bro.
Well, you know.
Man, I got sunburn, man. Boom.
You get sunburn.
My forearms was peeling, man. They like it's like I need head and shoulders for my forearms and stuff. I'm shedding over here. I got dandruff on my arms from my dead skin. Black people do get sunburn if they're light-skinned enough.
That's a true statement.
And see, you know I'm mixed, so I'm light-skinned enough to get burned. Back so of you my got neck, my arms.
You got the
burned.
Best of both worlds, but at the same point.
I don't think getting sunburn is the best of a world.
No, it's like the worst thing ever.
Right? You know, UV rays is killing people. Have you heard of skin cancer?
Yes.
Man, that it's no joke.
It's not. My mama got skin cancer.
So, you know, I'm glad to be back, but I'm trying to figure out this cup that's sitting beside me right
man.
Now.
That's my
this thing,
that's my
man.
Disney World cup, man.
What
I got
the
that
world
on.
Is that?
It's the first time I took my son to Disney World. And this is the cup they gave us when
it looked
we stayed
like you
at the
took
hotel.
It looked like you took it from your son.
I won't lie, this was my wife's. Mine's blue, but I couldn't find the blue lid. So I took the purple one.
You have to ride with a lid, man. You don't want your drink spilling on yourself. That's the worst thing that could happen. You rushing somewhere, you forget your top for your drink, and wham, on your lap.
It was a hard decision to make. It was the Starbucks cup with no top or the one with the top, so I went with the top.
You got to make decisions, I understand. You know, which, by the way, this show is proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
I am rebuking this until I get my swag.
I'll get you some swag.
No, I ain't got no swag yet.
Dude, you...
The new ABC.
I tell you what, you stop breaking stuff, we'll get you something.
Look, I break one bobblehead of some crappy Dallas Cowboys player, and now all of a sudden I'm like blackballed from swag.
Well, dude,
how
you get more swag? Actually, I got a t-shirt at home for you.
I appreciate that.
I'll bring you a t-shirt.
All right.
I mean, it says breakdown on it, but you'll be all right.
Yeah, I'll take it.
You want to give me a little small group rule of three shirt?
Man, can we talk about sports now?
No, we're going to. Hey, you know, we got a great show to talk about today. You know, we... Football. We got a lot of football news.
Thank you.
It's that time of season. We got to start previewing it.
We already are setting up our fantasy drafts. I got like two or three already set up.
Only got the one so far.
I want to get in 10 leagues, man.
Oh, that's
what?
Hard.
Yeah, I know it's hard,
I've done
man,
it.
But I want to overload my brain,
you
man,
can't
on
do
football.
It. I'm telling you, you can't do it. Nope. I've had seven. I had six last year. I had seven before that. I usually do like seven or eight a year.
I try to limit it to four.
Okay.
It's tough to do.
But I try to do them different. Like, I try to get in a 10, a 12, maybe like a PPR league, and then I try to get, like, I really like to get one where you get, like, defensive players, too. It totally, and that's a total, that's
get
so hard.
I want to get in, like, that money draft league where you got to spend a certain amount to get
auction draft.
The auction league. Yeah.
I've never
well, you
done
see, we talk about
league.
Doing it for our league, but the problem is trying to get people to do it the first year is tough. And if you haven't done it a lot, it's different. But it's pretty cool, though, because if somebody spends $65 on Dez Bryant, which has happened before, you don't have a lot of money left.
I'm going to tell you what. I totally lost my train of thought.
Out of 200.
Totally lost my train of
thought. But we're going to invest.
I want to get
in
a keeper league. Keeper league. That's
I'm in two keepers.
I like keeper leagues,
I like keeper
man.
Leagues, man.
What if you had Peyton Manning?
Do you lose him?
You let him go.
But then – who you going to go get? Because all the other go to quarterbacks.
No, that's
not
true.
Always.
That's not true. I'm in one now. I have seven keepers. Of course, I got Tony and Andrew Luck now because somebody let go of Andrew Luck last
Why
year.
Why did they do
which
that?
Which they were morons for doing.
Because
anyway.
Didn't play the second half of the season.
Well, true. You got to let them go.
But you had them. They had to let them go. So, you know. But
all right,
we got a great show today.
Yeah.
Enough with the side.
Golf. So. It's time to talk about.
Golf.
So, I just want to say this real quick. Henrik Stenson, good job. But if you listened to the show last week, at the end of the second show, your boy right here.
Don't say you picked him.
I picked Phil Mickelson, which was a long shot, but I was real close. Oh, and I did pick DJ the last major, and I got that right. So I'm on a pretty good streak right now.
I picked Danny Willett. I'm lying, y'all.
Yeah, no, you did. I couldn't have told you who Danny Willett was.
Does he still work at Walmart?
He probably does.
He works at Target now that he won that green jacket.
He moved on up.
Is that really moving up?
Yeah.
I don't know, Target, man. Walmart stock is higher than Target now.
Oh, no.
You might be working at Nordstrom's now.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Going to the big leagues. Come on up to the big leagues, Mr. Willett. Hello.
Gotta win two green jackets for that.
But, no, we have to talk about Stinson. All right? 20 under, you know, the lowest, a 63 on the final round. Scott Van Pelt said today it was like scoring 55 points or 50 points in the NBA Finals in Game 7.
I mean, I agree with that. It's a big deal to shoot that low on the final round, especially when these two guys went in real close. And a lot of these last matchups, the last to the tee, 1 and 2, don't really live up to the hype. And they did.
They played exceptionally well. They played really good golf, no question.
Not only did it's like he scored 55, but he hit the game winner too.
No, I think it's a big thing. I mean, to have Phil shoot a 63 on the opening round, and then Henrik Stenson shoot a 63 on the final round, and Phil shoot a 65 and still lose by three.
If you
you had two guys with 11. Stroke lead going.
If you would have told Phil Mickelson, dude, you're going to shoot 17 under for the tournament, you know he cashed his check. He already deposited the money, but he still lost by three shots. 16 was the hole.
That's totally
that
Phil,
changed
though.
Everything, though. 16 was the hole. Phil reached the green in two shots, had an eagle opportunity that would have tied Stinson at 18 under. And before Stinson made that birdie putt, pushed the putt perfectly right on line, stopped right on top of the hole.
He also had one rim out, too.
I mean, it was – and you would shoot no bogeys on Sunday just to have the guy you're going against shoot 10 birdies.
You take Stinson out, and that leads to one of the most dominating performances
of all time. That was
in a major.
Tiger-esque dominant performance.
One to, like, straight.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
There was only one Tiger, man.
I don't talk about Tiger Woods. I'm over him. So it's
I said a Tiger-esque performance. We got to give the man his due. Well, he was the best golfer for 15 years.
Why do
stretch.
We do that every single? Why do we do that every time somebody plays? Because Jordan Spieth did this last year, and we're like, it's Tiger-esque.
Because
he dominated like Tiger would have.
Tiger changed the game. A lot of young golfers patterned their game after Tiger.
Long
they grew
the
up
tee.
Fans of Tiger. They didn't see Nicholas and Palmer and Player and Norman and all these other guys. They saw Tiger.
Right, but if you do this more than once, twice, three times, so.
That's why it's called Tiger-esque, because he did it 14 times.
Yeah. What's up, our Periscopians? If you don't know what we're talking about the British Open, because, you know.
Oh, don't call it that.
That.
Nope, don't call it that.
Why can't you call it British
it's
Open?
It's called the Open.
I know
it was held in Scotland.
Oh,
this year.
Because they split.
It goes to different parts of Europe, so you got to call it just like
the Open.
The granddaddy of them all. Somebody referred to it as the second best major going right now.
It is.
You're talking about
better
golf?
Than the U.S.
Open? Better than the U.S.
Absolutely.
Open.
Absolutely.
Better than the national championship of the United States of America?
Absolutely.
Not as good as the Masters.
No,
but it's behind it. I think you go Masters and then the Open.
Say the Masters, then the Masters again.
And then the Open.
And then whatever you think.
Then the U.S. Open. Then probably the last is the Players' Championship.
The PGA Championship.
Why is the Open better than
the
U.S. Open?
Look at the course
that
they play at, dude. I mean, you know, you play in that one of the most 145th time.
That's why this past U.S. Open, but the one before that, they modeled it and picked a course that is emulated the
overseas.
Open Championship.
You don't
that link style golf.
Yeah, you don't see courses here like that. I mean, you know, 30 mile per hour wind, you know, off the ocean. I mean,
we just like trees and sand.
And
we like sand. We like sand.
We need 600 yard par fives.
Yeah.
So the PGA Championship is just like the wicked stepchild there.
Yeah.
Ugly sister.
Then it's the players. The fifth major.
The player.
Is the players even a championship anymore?
Do you know golf has a playoff?
Yeah, the FedEx Cup.
Who won it last year?
The FedEx Cup?
The FedEx Cup?
Jeopardy. Anybody on Periscope? I don't know. I was going to look it up, but I wanted to see if my cohorts knew.
Man.
I don't follow golf that much.
I think it wasn't Spieth, but he was close.
Was it Day?
It was Jason Day.
I think it was Jason Day.
I got Rock looking it up, so we'll see what's going on with that.
Jordan Spieth.
Was it Jordan Spieth?
Was it Spieth?
Yeah.
I think he won in total points, but the actual tournament? I don't know. Well, look, we're not going to pretend that we know a whole lot about golf.
The majors are the only thing that matters.
I said links-style golf, and so that gives me a little bit of clout. Like, I know what that is.
You're the grand marshal of this now?
That's right. I picked DJ, got that right, and I picked Phil, and he came in second.
Man,
so, you've
been on a roll.
Wait a minute. I win our NCAA bracket last year.
Oh,
last
I wasn't.
2 years.
See, I wasn't here.
I win other I things, and now you don't come that. In and say,
he won the NCAA bracket, but I picked the national champion.
It doesn't matter.
Last year.
You lost the bracket.
Points matter more.
Exactly.
So picking the national champion does not matter at all?
Well, if you only get one of the final four right, then
I had
only
two of the final four.
I had three of the four.
That's some bull stuff, man. I still take it. My
look,
team
we,
won
we
the
We can
national
bicker
title.
And argue because fantasy football season's coming up. And we can do this every week, basically.
Oh, don't worry. You will be coming up second.
All right, so let's move on. We're going to talk about which one's about. You want to talk UFC?
No.
Or?
Yeah, let's go Brock Lesnar real fast. We haven't talked, of course, last week I wasn't here. Brock Lesnar, what are y'all thoughts on this? I don't know if you call it a scandal.
I believe
doping.
It's a scandal.
It's not a scandal.
It's
I believe
not
his
scandal.
Trainer. I believe his trainer when he says he takes an inhaler 4 or 5 months out of the year because he has a hard time breathing in different climates. And as I have learned, inhalers and nose sprays are steroids.
Aromatase inhibitors.
Yes, and they do have steroids in them. The
same
reason
thing
I
John
think
Jones took.
No, he's an
asshat. It's
so.
A couple of little things for John Jones. But for Brock Lesnar, you think he's free? He's clear?
Because of the company that he works for on his day-to-day operations, and that is World Wrestling Entertainment. I know this is branching over into another subject that our normal sports fans don't really care about. But they get tested. And I know everybody's on steroids. No, because they suspended one of their top guys for failing a drug test. So if he failed a drug test, he would have been suspended. Now, granted, he only wrestles like once every 4 months, so it wouldn't have mattered, and you really don't even have to announce it. But I don't think he did anything. People are just haters because he's so big and he's so strong. Anybody got anything else?
He is hated, but because he is in that other company called WWE, people throw a red flag up. Because if you ask about John Cena, everybody in the world thinks he takes steroids. They think basically everybody takes steroids. If you work in wrestling, you take something.
Yeah,
it's automatic response from everybody you ever talk to. They automatically think that's where they go. And now Roman Reigns got suspended for the wellness policy, which we still don't know the reason he got suspended.
Probably never will.
It goes back to Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar, I'm going to tell you this. Brock Lesnar is a unreal athlete that this guy has always been unreal.
He a freak.
In his physical ability. He's just been unreal.
I'm glad you said that. Unreal. Key word. Guys don't naturally get that big. I mean, this guy looks like he has like a 60-inch chest, like 30-inch biceps. Dude. You just lift weights and you get that big naturally without something, some kind of help?
I have seen people work out without using stuff and eating the way they should. You can look like that. Brock Lesnar is not the cuttest guy in the world. He is just a huge athlete.
He's got a gut. Right? He's got a little
he's
belly.
He's got a little belly.
He's got some fat thighs. Like, he's got fat on him.
But he's always been like that. It's not like mm-hmm. it's just overnight. I mean, since 2000, he's been like that.
Yeah, go back to 2000. Look up WWE in 2000, Brock Lesnar. He's
so
that
he
big.
He could have been doping since then, maybe.
No, he came straight out of college wrestling.
If you look at his college days, even he was
been
a big guy.
Juicing in the late 90s when juicing was really popular.
Just like everything
Sosa,
else
McGuire?
In this society, we need to get
when
to the
that?
Point with these athletes where we don't go straight to PEDs and other things.
They're bigger, stronger, right. faster.
Yeah.
And he's the point.
Okay, yep. We'll give you the benefit of the doubt, Brock, I guess. I mean, they didn't give any details of actually what you took. It seems Jay has all the info, and he said he's giving you a valid reason. So I'm going to just go with my man Jeff over here.
I come with the facts.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, you also come with crab legs.
That's true.
Yeah. Ouch. Let's leave Mr. Winston alone, please. He had a phenomenal rookie season.
That's Pro Bowler Jameis Winston.
For a rotten team.
Of course he's Pro Bowler. Nobody else can play.
I know. I'm not even going there, too. No, I agree with you completely.
Hey, let's not knock the man. He made the Pro Bowl no matter what the circumstances.
He looked good last year. All right, Rock, what are we talking about?
Well, let's get into college football because I know that is your big story that you said you've got going on.
It's my expertise.
But before we talk about that, let's college football is talking about changing some rules next year. I got to get y'all's opinions. Discussions have started about removing kickoffs in games due to player safety. Go ahead. Tear it apart.
Taking jobs away from people. You might as well just, instead of 53 guys, make it 44 guys on a roster or 30 guys because you don't need special teamers anymore.
Well, there's like 90 guys on a college roster.
They got everybody to walk on, scholarship players, anybody who wants to come play on the college team. You might not play, but you can say you were on the team.
I have a differing opinion just because it is – the most dangerous play in football.
But it's also the most exciting
Yes,
play.
And that's my problem is a kick return? Woo! Man, you can't. That's one of the most exciting things to watch in football. It's so hard. Hunter bringing it like 8 yards out all the way to the house. Dudes fly. And you're right. That's how a lot of guys make their money. Look at Devin Hester. That's all he could do.
What got Kenyon Drake drafted?
Punt returns.
What
that
Kendrick
punt
Warner
return,
return.
And mostly that punt return, the kickoff return in the national championship game.
Kenyon Warner got drafted because of that.
My man with the Eagles who's still playing.
Darren Sproles.
That's him. Darren Sproles making living returning punts for years. You going to take these guys off the field?
NFL is already going to where you can only go 3-on-3 where you can hit the other team. That is only three players on the kickoff that can actually hit the other players. All right. So I don't know how much more you can do. But college football, come on, man. It's a football. Of course, it'll be head on head collision. Yeah, that's what the game's about.
But say that to Eric LeGrand, bro.
Dude, you know what you sign up for when you get on
no,
that spot. You
I agree
know
with you.
What you get.
Maybe college has got the right rhythm, though, because these college kids. They don't have no money for these expensive surgeries if they break their neck or they're paralyzed or
well,
something.
That's why
these colleges aren't going to take care
but
of all of them don't have insurance.
What needs to be fixed, and I'm talking about from peewee all the way up, is how to hit someone. Okay? The first thing they taught me day one football is you don't hit with your head down. You put your head up, you wrap people up, that is the end of the story. Stop trying to make ESPN top 10 highlights of the game. You got to stop it.
I mean, it is fun to watch people get knocked
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely. Some of the biggest hits.
No, but you don't lead with
I
your
love
head.
Vontaze Burfict.
I love when Antonio Brown drop kicked the guy from the Browns. Punter from the Browns.
No, that's fun. Right but face. I'm talking about if you watch, there's some guys that hit perfect. Like Darren Woodson used to hit. He used to hit a little bit ahead, but he wrapped up. And he would lay people out. Sean freaking Taylor would hit people and just knock them out, but he did it the right way.
I mean, and stuff happens. Look at Luke Kuechly. He missed games last year because one of the best tacklers in the league missed tackle because his head was down. So you can teach them all
and he's
technique.
Probably the best fundamental guy in the game in
but
terms
stuff
of
happens. Stuff happens all the time. You can't control the freak stuff. And for them to sit there and think they can control the freak stuff – that's going to happen by trying to eliminate parts of the game is ludicrous.
And that's the problem. You're taking away things, and then don't forget, in the NFL, college football, you take away practice time. You take away a lot of practice time
that's
now.
That's conditioning
and
right
that
there.
Is where you miss – I mean, look at the preseason now. A lot of the NFL guys don't get to play because they take out – you know, they sit out three games. Ben Simmons. I ain't even talking about that.
He needed the rest.
Oh, whoa. Baloney. Don't get me started on that one.
Stop taking shots at the young man.
Yeah, dude, that guy's going to be legit.
He sent out preseason games.
That was a coach's decision. He didn't go to Brett Brown and say, Brett, right. Coach Brown, I need to sit out because I'm Ben Simmons. I need the rest. He wanted to be out there with
look,
his team.
I walked out there and been like, hey, look, I showed you all I can do against these scrubs, all right? Call me when it's the big time because that dude is a baller.
Ben Simmons can hoop. He made the first team all summer league out in Las Vegas. They already see what he's going
he's
to do.
He's going man. To just, be legit.
Just the work ethic.
The work ethic?
We talked about it.
The work ethic?
The kid is surrounding himself with the right people. He's surrounding himself with LeBron James.
That's the man you want to ride somebody's coattails? That's the guy you're going to ride.
Oh, yeah. If you want to be 2-5.
He's 3-4 now. One of the greatest of all time.
You need to check yourself before you say that.
3-4, yeah.
Yeah, no, you said 2-5. You went into this assuming that he lost, but he didn't.
It just
actually feels
because
like
he's a champion.
But we were kind of saying 2-5 all season.
We did.
Yeah, until y'all got on this show. No, we respect LeBron on this show.
We don't say, dude, there is nothing about respect. And people that continue to do this, well, you hate LeBron James. You hate LeBron James.
I just do that to get
Stop
on your
it.
Nerves.
No one hates the man.
That's not true. A lot of people.
Not as much as Kevin Durant.
I don't care about Kevin Durant. Right. I got a theory on that. You know what? Hey, let's push this college football talk off to the next show. I want to bring this point up to you that I thought about today.
All right.
So Kevin Durant leaves Oklahoma City, right? And everybody's like, oh, he's the biggest villain. Oklahoma fans, I don't think they care so much because they got Russell Westbrook. He actually put all the weight on Westbrook. If Westbrook leaves, that is the guy that everybody in OKC will hate forever.
I disagree.
Why?
Because here's why. People are going to hate Kevin Durant no matter what because you just left a team that was up 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals. And you left to go play with that team.
No, I'm right? I get that.
You're going to be hated. As much as LeBron James was 6 years ago, you're going to be hated.
I'm not talking about league-wide perception. I'm talking about specifically in Oklahoma City.
Oh.
Because when LeBron left Cleveland, they're like, we ain't got nothing left. At least in Oklahoma City, you can say, hey, we got Westbrook.
We still got a damn good team.
We're going to make the playoffs.
I disagree because Westbrook – everybody in Oklahoma City know Westbrook's on the last minute of his life in OKC.
That's what I'm saying.
And everybody knows he's leaving.
When he
leaves, so why are you hating him? I would hate Kevin Durant more.
Because when he leaves, they're not going to have anything left. It's going to be a barren cabinet. At least now they've got one star still there to ride on and to hold on to. There's still hope there. When he leaves, though, they've got nothing left because Oladipo and Stephen Adams ain't getting
it. Or it could be the John Cena theory. Basketball is scripted, just like wrestling, and they needed a new villain to replace LeBron, the babyface LeBron.
He did such a terrible job at the ESPYs. Who? It was so bad. Yeah,
John Cena. I didn't watch all of it. I watched the beginning. Yeah. The opening was very good. I haven't watched all the way through yet, so
yeah, I'll
get back
into
it. But when we wrap it up,
yeah,
come back next segment, talk. We'll talk more about this because I want to talk a little bit more, and we got NFL. All
right. That's going to do it for this show, The Rule 3. You heard the man. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. We still got National Football League to talk about. Man, we might even have to do 3 shows this week. It may turn out that way.
Can you stick around that long?
I can stick around
that long.
I know
you usually got to be home by 8.
Nah,
that ain't me.
That's me, man. That's him. That ain't me. My wife be looking at me sideways.
Oh, yeah, that's
trying
right.
To be out the house all the time. You leaving me with the kids again? Where are you going?
All right.
I love you, babe. I'll be home soon.
All right, that's going to do it for this episode of The Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host, I'm Jeff.
Big Shot Bob in the building.
And, of course, I'm Rocky. Stick around, all Periscopians. We got another show coming up.
Side piece.
Good day.